Disc 2.
Chapter 4.
What?
Asked Hugo, yawning and rubbing his eyes.
What did you say? I said the gift caravan is almost out of figurines,
the hook-handed man said from behind the door.
But that's not your concern. People are already arriving at the carnival, so you freaks need to be ready in 15 minutes.
Wait a moment, sir.
Violet thought to use her low, disguised voice just in time, as she and her brother climbed down from their hammock, still sharing a single pair of pants. Sunny was already on the floor, too astonished to remember to growl.
Did you say that one of the Baudelaire parents is alive?
The door of the caravan opened a crack, and the children could see the face of the hook-handed man peering at them suspiciously.
What do you care, freaks? He asked.
Well,
Klaus said, thinking quickly.
We've been reading about the Baudelaires in the Daily Punctilio. We're very interested in the case of those three murderous children.
Well, the hook-handed man said, those kids' parents were supposed to be dead, but Madame Lulu looked into her crystal ball and saw that one of them was alive. It's a long story, but it means that we're all going to be very busy. Count Olaf and Madame Lulu had to leave early this morning to run an important errand, so I'm now in charge of the House of Freaks. That means I get to boss you around, so hurry up and get ready for the show.
Rah!
Sunny growled.
Shabo's all set to perform, Violet said, and the rest of us will be ready soon.
You'd better be,
the hook-handed man said, and began to shut the door before stopping for a moment.
That's funny, he said. It looks like one of your scars is blurry.
They blur as they heal,
Klaus said.
Too bad, the hook-handed man said. It makes you look less freakish.
He slammed the door, and the siblings could hear him walk away from the caravan.
I feel sorry for that man,
Colette remarked, as she swung down from her hammock and curled into a contortion on the floor.
Every time he and that count person come to visit, it makes me feel bad to look at his hooks. He's better off than me,
Kevin said, yawning and stretching his ambidextrous arms.
At least one of his hooks is stronger than the other one. My arms and legs are exactly alike. And mine are very bendable,
Colette said.
Well, we'd better do as the man says and get ready for the show. That's right,
Hugo agreed, reaching into a shelf next to his hammock and pulling out a toothbrush.
Madame Lulu says that we must always give people what they want, and that man wants us ready right away.
Here, Shabo, Violet said, looking down at her sister. I'll help you sharpen your teeth.
Ah!
Sunny agreed, and the two older Baudelaires leaned down together and lifted Sunny up and moved into a corner so the three children could whisper to one another near the mirror, while Hugo, Colette, and Kevin performed their toilette, a phrase which here means did the things necessary to begin their day as carnival freaks.
What do you think?
Klaus asked.
Do you think it's really possible that one of our parents is alive?
I don't know, Violet said. On one hand, it's hard to believe that Madame Lulu really has a magical crystal ball. On the other hand, she always told Count Olaf where we were, so he could come and find us. I don't know what to believe.
Tent,
Sunny whispered.
I think you're right, Sunny,
Klaus said.
If we could sneak into the fortune-telling tent, we might be able to find out something for ourselves.
You're whispering about me, aren't you?
Kevin called out from the other end of the caravan.
I bet you're saying what a freak Kevin is. Sometimes he shaves with his left hand, and sometimes he shaves with his right hand, but it doesn't matter, because they're exactly the same.
We weren't talking about you, Kevin, Violet said. We were discussing the Baudelaire case.
I never heard of these Baudelaires,
Hugo said, combing his hair.
Did I hear you mention they were murderers?
That's what it says in the Daily Punctilio,
Klaus said.
Oh, I never read the newspaper, Kevin said, holding it in both of my equally strong hands.
Makes me feel like a freak,
That's better than me,
Colette said.
I can contort myself into a position that allows me to pick up a newspaper with my tongue.
Talk about freakish.
It's an interesting dilemma,
Hugo said, grabbing one of the identical coats from the rack.
But I think that we're all equally freakish now. Let's get out there and put on a good show.